This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, a story for anyone who's been to Galveston. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. We've been making concrete ships on and off for a long time. The French inventor of ferro cement built a concrete dinghy for the 1855 Paris Exhibition. By the early 20th century, several countries had built working barges of concrete, and today, civil engineering students all over America compete yearly to see who can build the best concrete canoe. It was the shortage of steel during World War I that finally drove American shipbuilders to making concrete merchant vessels. A Norwegian builder demonstrated that he could make a small ocean-going concrete vessel in 1917. The U.S. government immediately hired him to build 24 concrete merchantmen. Meanwhile, a California shipbuilder launched its own 300-foot concrete ship. The government finally finished only 12 of its concrete ships, and that was after the war ended. They sold them off to private companies. The largest two were identical oil tankers, just over 400 feet long, built in Mobile, the SS Latham and the SS Selma. On the Latham's first trip, she carried oil from Tampa to Philadelphia. Then she struck a jetty on the way back and managed to limp into Galveston for repairs. She ended her brief career as a floating oil tank near New Orleans. The SS Selma did better. She served several coastal ports until she, too, hit a jetty, this one outside Tampico, Mexico. She suffered a 60-foot crack in her side and had to be towed into Galveston. She could have been repaired, but no one there knew how to mend a long crack in a concrete ship, so she sat in Galveston until 1922, when officials finally decided to scuttle her. But Galveston Bay is quite shallow where it hasn't been dredged out for ship traffic. It wouldn't do to scuttle her in shallow water where she'd be a hazard to boats, or in channels cut to fit ocean ships. The solution? Dredge a long trench 25 feet deep into the very shallow shelf off Pelican Island, just north of Galveston. Tow the Selma into that trench and leave her where she'd be visible and a danger to no one. And that's where she sits today, just east of Pelican Island. She's a wreck, no doubt about that, but her concrete hulk remains remarkably intact after a century. And if you know the Houston-Galveston area, you might have noticed her. The Bolivar Peninsula Ferry passes 800 yards east of her while passengers ask one another, "What in the world is that?" It is, of course, the ghost of a living idea. Did you know that another 24 concrete merchant ships built during World War II did much better? Concrete ship proponents still flourish, so look toward Pelican Island as you ride the ferry. Just beyond the playful breaching dolphins, stately pelicans, and hungry gulls lies the ghostly Selma, her unlabeled hulk circled by fishing boats. It's a sight guaranteed to trigger our what-if imaginations. I'm John Leanhart at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.